the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
David East, a Dominican rapper from New York and who got attention in 2014 for his mixtape Black Rose, went viral on Twitter yesterday for clowning on Lil Nas X and making fun of Old Town Road.
This f***ing Old Town Road is f***ing whack. I don't know what the f*** is going on with hip-hop, with rap. I ain't no hater, man, but that f*** is whack with a cape on it. It's super whack.
What's wrong with the cape?
Here's the thing. Old Town Road can't be whack if it's number one. Lil Nas X knows how to make a hit song. David East doesn't. David's got zero hits of his own. People don't know who he is. I think this is some hater crap. That is all it is.
You know what we need? I agree. We need to have a remix or a new song with Lil Nas X and the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yes.
That would be fire.
There was a really funny new HBO crossover video. It shows Sesame Street's Elmo showing up at King's Landing to help Game of Thrones, Cersei and Tyrion and their feud.
I only want what's best for Westeros.
And I only want for you to not get what you want.
Who are you?
Elmo of Sesame Street. Elmo thinks that you two need to respect each other.
Aww.
When Elmo has a problem with his friends like Cookie Monster, Elmo doesn't get upset. Elmo listens and learns from what they have to say.
If we stop fighting and work together, we can be stronger.
I can try.
Yay!
A toast to our new red friend.
Oh, yummy! Elmo loves toast!
Sounds like Elmo's drunk there.
I absolutely love that. When I first watched that video, I thought it was actually going to be like a spoiler, like a leaked clip from episode 2.
That's funny.
Or something. And I was like, no!
Charlize Theron's 7-year-old Jackson was adopted as a baby and introduced to the world as a boy. For years now, rumors have swirled that Charlize has, in fact, been raising Jackson as a girl. When asked about it on a sunny morning in Beverly Hills, she admitted that not only is she raising Jackson as a girl, but Jackson is every bit as much a girl as her 3-year-old sister, August. According to the Daily Mail, the actress said, "Yes, I thought she was a boy too, until she looked at me when she was 3 years old and said, 'I'm not a boy.'" So there you go. I've got two beautiful daughters who, just like any parent, I want to protect and I want to see thrive. They were born who they are and exactly where in the world both of them get to find themselves as they grow up and who they want to be. It's not for me to decide. My job as a parent is to celebrate them and to love them and to make sure that they have everything they need in order to be what they want to be. I thought that was so interesting. So, like, this is a very long, detailed interview. And, like, the only thing she said was that once at 3 years old, her daughter said, "I'm not a boy," which I'm like, that's it? And so you just changed her life based on that? I mean, my brother was 3, said he was a Teletubby. I mean, I don't know. I
which
thought
one?
That was
Tiki
surprising.
Winky?
I think the yellow one, Lala.
Lala, or is it Poo? Oh,
no, Poe.
Po.
I like Poe.
I just thought that was so surprising. K-pop supergroup BTS set several Guinness World Records with their video for Boy With Love. The video holds the following titles: most viewed YouTube video in 24 hours, most viewed YouTube music video in 24 hours, and most viewed YouTube video in 24 hours by a K-pop group. Boy With Love racked up 74.6 million views in its first day of release last Friday.
I wonder how our very own Lenny Bree from the Joe and Alex Show, our technical producer in Houston, Texas, feels about that. I mean, he's a big BTS fan. I wonder if he's excited for them, if he's proud of them for setting all these records.
Joe's being sarcastic because Lenny does not like BTS.
No,
I honestly don't either. I don't get it. But they are a massive group.
It.
I don't think their music's good.
I think, like, they're kind of cute. But
I'm not into it. I don't like the song. I don't like the group. But hey, they're one of the biggest bands in the world, so you have to give respect where it's due. Coming up in less than an hour, some drama involving Ariana Grande and Beyonce.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.